The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Look, I don't know who's asking these questions. I got no idea, but they're doing this poll question. Would you rather be stung by a bee?
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's like this legitimate polling company has been asking this question. Would you rather be stung by a bee or move your money to a new bank? So I guess it's like a finance company wants to know, like, how big of a hassle is it to move
your money to a new bank,
like to switch banks? Or would you rather just take it?
Take the stinger and be done with it, because that's a one-time thing.
Yeah, and as much as I admit, like, as much as I say it's kind of an odd question, it's
you are considering.
I'd take the bee sting. I really would.
I think that's so terrible to say.
Yeah, just get it over with.
Yeah. Like, okay, get a little ice on here or whatever else you put on there and be over it.
Yeah.
But if I got to go and then new checks and another card and change all my bills
maybe a small scorpion.
That's the polling question.
All right.
How far do we get?
Okay.
Mauled by a bear.
What kind of snake is it? Because how venomous. All right. Let's talk about what we believe for a moment, if you don't mind. This really smart guy, David Novak, wrote about this. He said that we have beliefs that are public beliefs, like, this is what I believe, and take a stand on it, and here's my beliefs. And then there's private beliefs. That's the stuff you tell yourself that you believe.
Mm.
And then there's your real beliefs.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a third level, your core beliefs, and you never really violate those, he says.
Mm.
But they're the things you actually do. And they're the things you actually think. And those are the things that you're, like, that's where your money actually goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your time actually goes. To be like, God is number one in my life. Oh, absolutely. And then if you could step back and look at how my brain actually works and things, like, that's a different deal. And what I want to do, it just reminded me, like, what I want to do, maybe this would be for you too, but I want to make my public beliefs more in line with my core ones, if that makes sense. I don't want to say something I don't really practice, and I don't want to be practicing things I don't say. Eventually, you're going to have to decide. And what I mean by this is decide what TV show you want to be in, because they're making so many TV shows right now. 520 scripted different TV shows are being made right now.
Wow.
Because of Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, CBS, there's just so many shows.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, they're going to need us, all of us.
All hands on deck.
So I think you need to be thinking ahead, like what kind of show do you want to be in? These are scripted shows, not reality shows.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think I want to be in one of those New York City, like, gritty, I want to be a cop.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. Like, I'll be the stoic, like, well-muscled hero.
Well-muscled hero.
And then,
why don't we title it that?
But I've got my own past. I'm...
New York, well-muscled hero. Why wouldn't we watch that?
The spin-off shows well-muscled hero Miami. Well-muscled hero Los Angeles.
You're going to make a bundle, Brandon.
But you'd be in it, too. You'd be, like, my partner.
Okay.
And, like, I would have my own, like, past I'm grappling with, and then you have your own side stories, but you're ultimately good-hearted. And
that's nice. Good.
You know, so
we're just riding in this car.
Yeah. It is solving, you know, doing stuff. And at the end, we're back at the station, right?
Of course, yes.
And then we're cracking jokes, and then everybody freezes, and then they run the credits. So that's what
I feel like I'm already in that show.
Yeah, kind of. It's kind of like that, but we haven't frozen yet at this point. Let's talk Valentine's Day for a second for husbands. A little husbanding advice from a guy who's been married a long time. And, by the way, I am the guy for this advice because, honestly, I'm not smooth romantically. It may be a shock.
What?
Yeah.
Everyone.
That's why.
Give everyone a minute to take that in.
Didn't date anybody until.
Your wife.
Until my wife.
Yeah.
And I told her I love her just out of nowhere to
her. Yeah, because you guys weren't really dating, were you?
Nope. Just friends. Anyway, I'm not smooth. But, you know what I've done is I've studied her over the years and to good effect. But one of the things I've learned is Valentine's Day doesn't have to matter at all if you start doing stuff now and be thoughtful now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's little stuff like you wouldn't think is romantic at all, but it's like picking up after yourself, doing stuff that if it's something that bothers her, the fact that you don't do it or you refuse to do it, even though she mentioned it, to her is kind of a referendum on your feelings for her.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you think that's fair or not, doesn't matter. Just That's what I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing that stuff and then doing thoughtful stuff where we go out together anyway, mm-hmm. on non-Valentine's Day, we do that often.
Yeah.
It's just, there's not much, she doesn't have any, like, whatever. But then if you don't, then the pressure's big. Mm-hmm. Then you got to come through and there's all these jokes about, well, did you do this? Or mm-hmm. like, don't have to worry about it. When we step back and we get reflective, it's important that we oh, hang on a second. What's that?
Oh, man.
I've just been handed
stepping back. Okay.
On this piece of paper here.
Is there anything on that piece of paper?
Yes, there's all sorts of things written on here.
Can you hand it here?
No.
Well, why don't I give it to you?
I'm the news anchor. Do you ever see this on the news where people are like, give me that? No. Somebody off stage, let me see it. Anyway, we have apparently a breaking animal news correspondent who called in with a report, a field correspondent. This is awesome.
Okay. Hi, Brent and Sherry. This is Jordan, animal news correspondent, and I was on a nice run minding my own business the other day. It was dark out, and I came across a skunk and it screamed like a small child, but that skunk went out of its way to spray me. And I had to take like 7 showers, use all sorts of chemicals, and then subject my coworkers to the smell that skunks produce for the next few days.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to let you guys know, Sherry especially, the animals are out to get us.
Well, that's a horrible way to look at it, sir. I was honored that you were
a
reporter.
Much.
You have much to be thankful for, sir.
What?
But because
he got sprayed by a skunk.
What's remarkable is just how chemically that operates.
Yeah.
The thiols, which are in the skunk spray, are just so powerful. It's like they're just cute, cuddly little guys. They have no way to defend themselves except that. And God gave them a way.
But he wasn't attacking. He was screaming like a little girl.
A way to defend themselves from people who are screaming at him or whatever going on.
So and in your mind, this is the man's fault.
He got a chance to participate in that.
Oh.
And God has provided them with a way to defend themselves. And I think that's really remarkable. If anything, you could sing worship songs or whatever while you're
being sprayed.
How God takes care of the smallest animals.
And what about all his coworkers who had to smell that? Worship there too?
They could too. It wouldn't hurt him, would it? So thankful to the people who sponsor our podcast right now, fellowshiphomeloans.com. They're awesome. fellowshiphomeloans.com, and you could save a lot of money because they're great and the interest rates are crazy low right now. Highly recommend it. It's helped both me and Sherry and a lot of listeners now, which is great.
Yeah.
So thank you to them. Mike and Brian are the guys there you want to talk to. It's 800-804-SAVE. Again, 800-804-SAVE. And one thing I love about them is they love Cure.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, it's just a win-win. Do please let them know that you heard about it on the podcast.
It does help.
They enjoy that, and it helps us too and the podcast. 800-804-SAVE or fellowshiphomeloans.com. Okay, if you are somebody who is a Jesus follower, you would self-identify that way. You might feel like, you know, I just need to be a better Christian. How do I become a better Christian? I need to be a better Christian. That's a totally normal thing to feel. Got to tell you that what I have learned is that is not the right question. Mm-hmm. How do I become a better Christian? The question really becomes a lot more simple than that. And it's, how do I get to know God more? And I think when you focus on that, and as I spend time with him and I focus on that, he changes me. Jesus even described it like they would back in the day. Everybody understood this kind of metaphor, but like a vine and branches. Like you need to stay connected to me. I'm the source for this. But if you stay connected to me, I'll bear fruit through you. Like, I just kind of know him. A great idea. People are kicking around this idea about movies. Think about your movies. Now, what movies would be enhanced if they replaced all the characters but one with Muppets? But you left one, that would be...
Okay.
So I thought of some. You can think of some, maybe.
All right, go ahead.
The one would be like The Matrix.
All right, everything's a Muppet.
I would keep Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay.
That guy, Morpheus. And then, but Neo would be Grover.
He's good.
I think that would be awesome.
And to be clear, they're not going to acknowledge that this is a Muppet or a
No,
a
no, 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 no. It's the same exact script and everything. So it'd be like the twirling around those shots and stuff. With Grover.
And Grover has that long jacket on.
Yeah. Gladiator. Keep Russell Crowe.
Of course.
As Maximus. But then imagine the battle scenes, like as he's just hacking his way around the arena.
And who's the
Commodus? I thought about the bad guy. I thought Fozzie Bear up there, up there in the little booth.
With the little leaves on his head. That's entertaining.
Titanic.
Okay. Who's staying?
Kate Winslet stays. But Jack is now Gonzo.
Oh, you know what? That works.
It does work.
That adds an emotional element when he's...
Especially at the end.
I was going to say he's in that water.
He's getting all twirling wet. Down.
He's soggy and soaked.
Lincoln.
Okay, we're starting.
Abe Lincoln is still portrayed by that one actor.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Yes.
Everybody else is a...
Everyone.
Is a Muppet. Everybody who advises him about the war.
The soldiers. Congress. He's forced. He probably felt that way. There's a bunch of Muppets around me.
He goes to the theater. And it's the Muppet Theater. He's up there in that booth with a bunch of cars.
Waldorf and Stouffer.
And it's still Daniel Day-Lewis.
And they're like
same film score and everything, same soundtrack.
Oh my goodness, that's entertaining.
I think like John Wick, those movies.
John Wick, okay.
Yeah, maybe so, Keanu stays, but okay. Everybody else.
Like, everybody else is
because he has his epic.
I've never seen it, so I don't know.
Really
what it's
violent.
About. All of a sudden,
you should be stuffing everywhere, just
feathers and stuff. Yeah,
never would flinch. He's fighting. Serious.
He's fighting it. What's that? What was that eagle's name? Remember the mean eagle?
Oh, Sam the Eagle.
Yeah, Sam. Yeah.
I had that idea for a long time ago.
What?
Maybe I stole it from somebody. I can't remember.
What?
Well, I wanted Twilight. I wanted to watch that movie.
Okay.
If that Robert Pattinson was replaced with the Count.
That's when I would get on board.
Yeah, then
I haven't
watched
seen
it.
Any of them.
I never watched it either.
I would definitely watch that.
Just why not?
Right. It makes it more entertaining for me.
If you're going to re-release it, then do that.
Yes.
Give us something different. Something. For the rest of us.
Yes, because we're remaking yeah. everything nowadays, so right. Why not that?
And half the crowd loved Twilight,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
The other half of us hated the idea of it.
That's
all
right.
Of it.
That's right.
So you'll engage us now.
Yes. Is it like
you get
job?
Us all. You get 100% of the population. You do the normal one and then do one with the Count. Well, and then all of like, us are hated over here.
Are you going to see Twilight? No, I'm not going to see that. Well, you know the Count is the... What? Well, yeah.
All right. What time are they showing it?
I'm on board now.
I don't know what Count was in. Is it Twilight 1 or 2? Because. Okay, this may be a dumb question, but here I go. I'm going to ask it anyway. If you're on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, and you're always attacking the darkness. You're always exposing this person or that cause or standing up for this or that thing. Okay. I get it. But where's the, when do you do the light thing? When do you, besides knocking down this person and that person, when does the light shine through? And maybe you do it, so.
Oh, it's a little thing we call good news.
Yeah, when does that kick in there? Because I get it, ripping that thing down, but what do we, you get something to replace this with? Like, where's that light coming from? And can you, and if it's God, like if it's Jesus himself, could you mention him and then do some stuff where you're actually pointing people to him? Mm-hmm. And not just as a, look how I'm better than these other people. I didn't do that, but you know,
right.
Jesus saved me from you or something. I mean it more, more not like, you ever get to just point at him on social media? I don't always feel like God is around, just being honest. My feelings come and go. We talk about this a lot on the show because there's so many people like me, and maybe you too. You see other people having these feelings or emotions, or maybe it's to music or something else, and like, wow, they're really feeling it, and I'm not. I don't feel God around that much. You know what's so awesome, though? You know what the number one most promised thing in the Bible is? It's, I will be with you. He's not saying, I will be with you if you feel like I'm with you. He says it over and over, and it's the number one most common promise thing. Probably, I'm guessing, part of it's because he knew we wouldn't feel like he's around us all the time. Mm. It's totally normal. And yet, there he is. I mean, if we want to trust him, there he is, and my feelings can come and go. So even if you're feeling kind of numb today, spiritually, you just never, he still loves you. How about that? He hasn't gone anywhere. Look, people think I'm weird. I get it. I understand it. And there's some truth to it. I'll admit it. But it comes with I have a pedigree for this. Just okay. To understand, my brother and my mom just started a business together.
Okay.
And the business is a niche.
All right.
Very niche-oriented business.
Got it.
It's making puppets that look exactly like you for you. So if you want a puppet that looks exactly like you, they're the ones to go to. They just started this business. I'm not making it up.
Okay, no, I know.
That's my family.
Yes.
And I'm proud of them.
You should be.
It's a niche.
It's entrepreneurial.
Right. It's not just, you're super serving just the population that wants puppets, not of other things, but just puppets of themselves.
Of themselves.
That they can use.
To be sure, it's probably not a wide area of people that want that, but,
for
the specific people that want it, here's a place to go.
They're nailing it. And if you need information, contact. I don't want to do a commercial for them.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, if you need one in a pinch for whatever, I don't know what the.
Have we decided why someone would need something like
that? No, and that's the point is, let me know. All right? So I can't do a commercial for them, but let me know. Yeah, my name is Brant, and I'm a skeptic, and I mean it. But one reason I'm a believer in Jesus. In the midst of my hyper-skepticism, I'm extremely skeptical, is I don't know how people without God deal with suffering. I don't know how you do it. I don't think you can. And I was reminded of this again. I was at a funeral yesterday for a friend's son who overdosed. And we're heartbroken for our friends. But there's a smattering of people there. I don't know where they're all coming from. They asked me to say a couple words or whatever. Like, all I can do is offer a prayer. And I thanked God because the God of the Bible says he stores our tears in a bottle. So they must be valuable to him. They must mean something to him. It says that he will wipe every tear from our eye. It says he draws close to the brokenhearted. This is a God who draws close. So I know that the mom who's crying in front of me and is so broken, like, I know he draws close to her. And he hears her cry for him. I don't know what I would have to say if it were not for that. What in the, you can get up and say some nice, you know, quote some poetry, extend some positive vibes, get nihilistic, talk about how, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Mm-hmm. That's all we have. Like, no, there's hope. New government report is out. Don't know if you saw this, but they have concluded, the scientists, that Americans need to eat fewer calories.
You don't say.
Yeah, I wonder what tipped them off.
I don't know.
What did they see with us that they thought?
I don't know.
I
hope they weren't just sitting outside my house with a clipboard. No other data is needed.
We've been observing Americans at this address, and we have come to the following conclusions.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.